Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, you have you had something that you wanted to talk about. Not a trade. Do you remember what he teased before?
What did I tease?
I can't remember it either.
It wasn't a trade. It was,
See, this is why we never come through on teases.
Can't even remember it.
Because we can't remember what we teased.
It wasn't a Russell Wilson.
Literally.
Although we never paid off on Russell Wilson either.
4 minutes ago. We can't even remember.
Well, let's just think about it for a second. It'll sink in here in a second. I do want to get to... So yesterday, Deshaun Watson said, well, it was reported that Deshaun Watson had a conversation with David Culley. To our knowledge, this is the first actual conversation he's had with anybody from the Texans.
Yeah.
They've said in the past, publicly and privately, he won't answer calls, won't text back. Like, they don't have a conversation with him. If he wanted to get out of town, one of the good things would be to meet them, to talk to them, to hear their plan, to let them think, and them being the Texans, that they can convince them to stay and then still come back and say, nope. Because then you at least would take that away from the Texans as a hope. And I'm just being realistic here. I'm not trying to give them a strategy to get out of town. I'm just saying, if you wanted to get out, you would let them say everything. You would let them shoot their shot and then turn them down. That's what you would do. Deshaun is actually just, I think, making the Texans dig in a little bit. I also think there is an outside chance that the Texans say, we're taking a $22 million cap hit. If we move him this year, we're not doing it. We're going to make him stay for a year, period. And we still think he'll have the same trade value next year. I think he would have more trade value next year. Look at the amount. Now that Russell Wilson, think about this. You got four, maybe five quarterbacks who are going in the first round. Russell Wilson now might be on the market. We already had Jared Goff. Well, you had two quarterbacks trade places, so whatever. You had Carson Wentz go. Sam Darnold may or may not be available. We'll see how that works. And it's not like he's anything even remotely close to Russell. I mean,
oh,
to,
no, you're, to Deshaun. There will be openings again next year. Absolutely.
Well, and you look at the – there is no Trevor Lawrence next year.
Yeah.
I think if you really look at this, you start to use your third eye, and you start to – because I like to just throw that little thing in there because people eye. Say
that's
these
– That doesn't
you use your third eye, and you're able to follow the money. What you're going to find out is that – Deshaun may have more value next year. If he does or doesn't play, whatever the case may be, because he ain't giving $27 million back. I don't know that he has $27 million to give back for the signing bonus. If he's really been living his best life, which he has, I don't know that he wants to cough up $27
million
for
a signing
bonus.
Well, he doesn't have to give it back right away. It's only five at a time.
It's percentages,
yeah. Five at a time. So he has that.
One would think.
One, yeah, listen.
One would think. But if you think about this, the Houston Texans may say, hey, I know what we should do. How about we let Deshaun play or sit this year, cut back some of the we won't have to pay him. We can keep finding him so real cash won't go out of our pocket if he sits out. We will knock down some of the money that we will get hit. Our salary cap hit will be lower next year, and they can split it against the 2 years. And you know,
No. Well,
but that's this year. They still, could do
yeah, this is the year. This is the
year
one.
To do it.
But his contract just moves to next year, so he's still in the same contract situation. So the cap hit would be the same because nothing changes on his contract. He doesn't lose that year.
Well, unless he comes back and plays.
Well, yeah. What I'm Which saying, if he sits this year, that he's still got the same cap.
If you're Deshaun, you want to get rid of this contract year. Take away one of their years.
Yeah, but right. Well, that's the thing that Deshaun has to decide, is if, in fact, they don't trade him and they force him, he'll come back. But guess what? I got a hamstring. Guess what? Got a bad back. Guess what? My foot hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Can't play. Now you lose that year. And you can't trade him next year because of the gigantic cap hit that he'll be. So this, ideally, I mean, Deshaun, if you're going to play that game, Deshaun might be able to play that game.
Well, yeah, my goodness, dead cap, $51 million.
Yeah, you can't play that cap game. You can't play the cap hit game with him. So if he comes back and says, can't play, hurt, can't play, fat. If he comes back like James Harden.
Who's going to do can't play fat?
Well, yeah, James Harden. That's if he pulls a James Harden on him. Yeah. So you can't listen, if you really, really are going to hold his feet to the fire, he could come back and burn you.
He's got a $17 million roster bonus in 2023. Boy, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work out because, like I said, you got a lot of trade value next year where you don't have any quarterbacks. I don't know of a single quarterback who has the Trevor Lawrence shine, not even remotely close. You would have a lot of value next year to trade Deshaun Watson. Are you sure there's nothing you could do? I've seen Mike Florio describe how you can get out of the debt, because it says dead cap in 2021 is $67
million. Yeah.
But then Mike Florio explained it that it's not that amount.
No, right. Mike Florio said, no.
So isn't that the same thing next year?
But this is the year now. This is the year. It's only 20.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know how. The NFL cap stuff. Are you kidding?
Well, you can split it between seasons and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But it's ridiculous how convoluted and complicated it is.
Oh, well, probably. This is the reason. No, this is the reason. You take your dead cap number minus the cap hit, and then you divide by two because you can split it between the 2 years. So next year it would be $51 million. Minus the cap hit of 40 of the actual, you know, salary. So next year you'd be looking at what, 5 million?
No, 5 million isn't until the 2024 season. But I don't know. Listen, let's not talk cap because here's the deal is that you can play, both sides are going to play chicken. They're going to play chicken. The Texans aren't even listening. You say, here's the problem with listening to, if you're Nick Caserio, is listening to trade offers, is that you're listening to trade offers. And when you're putting your feet in the sand and you're saying, we ain't doing nothing, when you don't even listen, now that's loud and clear to Deshaun. We ain't trading you, pal. We said we ain't trading you. We ain't even listening to anybody else. Because if people were making offers, all these offers that would leak of what people are. Oh, the Texans, we talked to the Texans
they
about
this.
They
for sure are not listening to anything.
Nothing. When you make an offer and the Texans listen and say, okay, well, thanks. Okay, bye. Good talking to you.
What's the purpose?
That crap would leak.
What's the purpose other than there is no reason to think anything other than the Texans just don't want to trade them and that's it? That's got to be the actual reason.
That's it.
Like, there's no other games being played. Cal McNair and maybe just primarily Nick Caserio are saying, no, we're not going to let a player force his way out. And that's that.
Yeah. He's got a 5-year contract. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
At some point, if somebody comes up with something big, he's got to be moved. You can do this for as long as you want, but then at some point, you got to open the door for some deals.
Here's the deal, too, is the longer that you wait, the closer you get to the more valuable it gets. And when you're playing, again, this is a game of chicken.
You think
it's
just like the trade deadline with baseball?
The trade deadline, that's right. The draft is the trade deadline. The draft is the trade deadline. So, you know, we'll see. And apparently, the word out was Carolina is ready to give up the farm. They're ready to give up the farm for Deshaun.
Well, let's see what the farm consists of.
Do it. Don't be it. Don't talk it. Be it. Just be it. 912 ESPN 97.5. We'll try to remember what Lance wanted to talk about on the other side.
Yeah, we'll think about that too.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you watch any college basketball last night?
I didn't. I was at my son's, I was up two basketball games. My son's, one was getting, two of them were getting pummeled in a playoff game in SBMS. And then my son Alec was, he's a manager at for his high school, and they were in the playoffs, and they got beaten like 40.
What, 40?
Yeah, so I rushed from one so I could go watch the ass kicking at the other.
Okay, good. So you lost two games you were 0-2 last time?
Do you have to rush to something where your son is simply the manager?
Rush is probably.
He's not going to, they're not going to throw a jersey on him and let him get some shots in like a walk-on at the end of a college football basketball game.
I wouldn't want him in that game yesterday. That other team is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Atascocita.
Oh, they're that is a power program.
Uh-huh.
They just keep putting it out, man. There's a lot of people up there that can play basketball.
James Posey's son plays where my son goes to school. He's pretty good.
James Posey already has a kid.
Remember James Posey? His son's body type is just like James.
Good
Posey.
Lord. Man, we're getting old. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was Steve. But that's 20 years ago now. Yeah.
Jace Posey.
Final score 75-38. Tascasita over Straight Jesuit.
That sounds about right. Ooh, ass kick.
38?
75-38.
Let's get some motion going on the offensive side.
Well, the other team at one point was ninth in the nation. No, they're second in state at one point. So they're pretty good.
They're pretty good. Anyway, I watched a lot of Iowa and...
the wrong team won that one.
Michigan.
I was hoping Iowa would do better.
I'll tell you what, Luca Garza was shut down by this Dickinson kid. It's funny. Luca's leading the country in scoring, and I don't know. I just don't. We were talking about it last night, whether or not he's going to be an NBA player. It's hard to, he's just so bulky and so, yeah. I don't know. He's a great college basketball player, but I don't know that he projects.
What does Frank Kaminsky do now?
I think he's in the rotation for the Suns.
I know he's on a team. Is he doing anything?
He's still in.
Because Decker does nothing. When Decker wasn't a good
enough
shooter.
Does he even play?
Sam Decker plays overseas somewhere.
Well, yeah, but that's...
Shouldn't have sided with Dwight Howard. Should have sided with James. Might still be in the NBA.
I just don't think he shot well enough to still stay in the league. Frank Kaminsky,
he's averaging about
6.9 points a game.
Averaging about 15 minutes.
Four rebounds, yeah. I mean, he's playing in the league.
Certainly not top 10 pick worthy, but like he was, but he's still around.
Everybody kind of...
That's a great example of the... Hey, Rockets have a first-round pick. It could turn into Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. It could turn into Justice Winslow. And that's not working. That hasn't worked out either.
Yeah, now that started off better than it was, but it turns into Justice Winslow, who people get excited about.
Yeah.
Could turn into a Mecca Okafor.
Yeah.
First-round picks.
It's top
the
two picks.
Of a first-rounder is exciting.
Second, what about Stromal Swift?
I know. The
second
theory,
overall.
The theory of a first-rounder is great.
Yeah.
The reality, especially in basketball, is,
no, but then again, you could hit...
You hope for a 50-50.
You can hit gold. You can hit gold, too.
But it's been mined. There's not as much gold in them there mountains as there used to be.
I don't know. Everybody is certainly touting Michigan to be with Gonzaga and Baylor. I guess they can. I mean,
Ohio State.
No, Michigan.
I'm telling you, Ohio State's the squad to watch for.
They just lost last night to Michigan State.
Ohio State?
Yeah.
Don't care. Yeah. They're plus 2,000.
well, there that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, Gonzaga and Baylor are on a different level than everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. And everybody's trying to put Michigan in there. This is like Trevor Lawrence, I don't know. This to me is like it's Baylor and Gonzaga.
Is there a chance that maybe you look at a Justin or a Zach or maybe even
Penei Sewell, I mean, you really got to think.
The upside on this guy, I mean, it's worth a conversation. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not worth. I did a show in Jacksonville, and they're like, what are the chances? I said, none. There's 0% chance. Just Trevor Lawrence is way better than the other quarterbacks. He's way better than the other potential picks in this draft. The only guys who get drafted first are pass rushers and occasionally left tackles and quarterbacks. That's it. And I said, you don't, there's no left tackles or pass rushers that are in the mix.
No.
And he's way better than these other quarterbacks on paper or otherwise. So I said, and they go, whoa, I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm like, are you guys actually sweating this?
They know well.
And they said, no, but it's just, you know, the national people. I've said,
they don't. They're just trying to, it's just content.
Stop. It's just content.
You know, but Michigan, you know, and I was watching all the pundits after, well, the Seth and those guys. And, you know, they beat Iowa with five white guys. Now, Gonzaga will throw five white guys at you, but they're all five better white guys.
Why are you so down on the white man in sports?
I know. John is very anti-white guy in sports.
Listen, I'm not. I'm not
anti. Last time I checked, you had a white son who played sports.
Do you want to win or not? Okay. Okay.
Come on.
Get to Chicago.
I feel like Iowa.
Get to Chicago.
A weird red light, a danger light just popped up in my head.
Do you want to win or not?
You want to win or not? Go get some kids from Chicago and see.
What? Iowa's good. They're a good basketball team. Yeah,
they're okay.
Yeah.
They're just. I'm telling you, every time I looked at them, I'm like, you're too white.
Too white to do what? Win a basketball game?
Not a basketball. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about chips.
Oh, you're focused on strictly chips.
Yeah.
Chips. Yeah, because John's a winner.
That's right.
He wants to win.
I only don't know second place. Me and Philip Rivers are winners.
Yeah.
So you wanted to talk earlier about Tom Brady's extension.
So that's what it was, yeah. Would you – you're okay. Are you okay with
– 3-year extension?
Well, I want to talk about the idea of when you have – I truly believe that when you have a guy like Ben Roethlisberger and when you now are doing this feel-good thing about – because you love what he's done for you, that's when it's at its worst.
Yeah.
Because you prematurely – not prematurely, you are – intentionally delaying the inevitable, and that eventually ends up catching up with you. The Pittsburgh Steelers clearly need to find a new quarterback of the future. However, Ben Roethlisberger may or may not be better than whoever that is this year. The chances are he will be. But what does it ultimately mean? Well, that's a really tough situation. I'm not saying it's an easy situation. The Texans had that situation with Matt Schaub, and many teams have it. Now, Ben's at the end of his career. Schaub was just not good enough. Kirk Cousins, not good enough. There's a lot of quarterbacks who you know can't get over the top. They don't have that gene. Like, Kirk Cousins doesn't have a clutch gene, not relative to winning multiple playoff games. And Matt Schaub didn't have it. But when Schaub flamed out so horrifically, that made the decision easy. If you are a Ben Roethlisberger, it's hard to say that with Drew Brees, but the Saints were actually in that position with Drew Brees this year. Once he had the injuries, they got in a situation where they couldn't do a whole lot more.
No. I mean, you want to be loyal and you want to give Drew Brees Drew Brees can't play anymore.
Not anymore. But no. Drew also got out.
Yeah.
But after Drew's injuries, it was done. And really, even before then, he wasn't looking down the field much. He was easier to cover.
Now, that said, I mean, Michael Thomas the year before. This past year, Drew Brees still looked really good. I mean, they lost to Minnesota in the playoffs, but, man, they had a great regular season. Michael Thomas became the best. He was throwing it down the field to Michael Thomas. I mean.
Well, a lot of shorter throws.
Well, but he still got the ball plenty to Michael Thomas. It was dink and dunk.
I don't know that there was a ton of argument about getting rid of Drew Brees, you know, the year before. But I think right now, here's a question about with Tom Brady. This idea about extending him, it's understandable because you've got this era of good feelings. You just won a Super Bowl. And Tom Brady hasn't really he is not the same player he was. He does have more bad games than he used to have in the past where, you know, this is a bad game for Tom Brady. If he doesn't get protected, he doesn't get rid of it as quickly as he used to, maybe some of that is on. And we saw that with the Patriots and we saw it with Tampa now. Two straight years where when he is rushed, he's not playing chess and burning you. You feel like you can blitz him now. Like, you feel like I think that teams feel comfortable they can get after Tom Brady and he's not just going to, you know, dice you up. That's not the same Tom Brady. With that said, he's certainly good enough for Tampa to win. But if you give him too long an extension where your money is tied up from a salary cap standpoint, you can give extensions if it doesn't kill you.
I'm going to give him this one more year and that's it. He signed a 2-year deal. Just let's play this out, Tom. And if we think you can play again, we do it. Then we'll get another.
How about we go year by year by year?
Yeah,
would that be a problem for Tom Brady?
I don't know. And here's the thing, though, that you know, all of that stuff that you talk about, Chris Godwin said it yesterday. He said Tom Brady, more than anything, brought a winning mentality. That's what he brought. More than anything. That's huge. Are you kidding? That you think you can go in? They went on the road, except, well, they played the Super Bowl at home for the first team that ever did that. But they went on the road for three games and won in the playoffs on the road. Now, the first game was against Washington, who had a worse record. But when you got to keep on going on the road, I mean, there ain't a lot of teams that can go on the road. And historically, it's happened. It's happened. It's not something that's crazy. But it's not easy to go three straight weeks on the road and get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. It's just not. And you've got to have that attitude. And that's what Tom Brady brought more than anything. So maybe, I don't know, maybe they keep him around. Do you expect the Bucs to be, are the Bucs even, they're not even a favorite this year. They're not even a favorite right now.
Their division they are.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Super Bowl favorite. No, it's the Chiefs.
Who cares if it's the Chiefs?
No.
It's the Chiefs.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying.
To me, it's going to fall off very quickly for the Bucs because Tom Brady is going to leave and Bruce is going to leave, and it's going to be both of them bailing at the same time. I would assume that would be the smart move by Bruce. But you do have building blocks for it to last. Like Antoine Winfield was a great pickup. Tristan Wirfs, really good pickup at right tackle. They started getting more out of their cornerbacks this year. I just think that, Devin White looked really, really good. Tampa's actually built for future success.
Well, yeah.
And that's probably why they're talking about this extension.
They've got to hold on to White. They've got to hold on. Well, Levante David is a free agent. We'll see.
They may have to let David walk. They're going to have to be smart with it, but they actually have a window that's opening up in a weird way. But Tom Brady.
Godwin's a free agent. Like, well, Gronk's a free agent, but he ain't going anywhere. He's going to be the back there.
Well, maybe maybe they could extend the window, or yeah, you're right. Maybe it is the offense is going to change drastically.
Yeah. Well, but here's
within
the deal.
2 years.
Who wouldn't want to go to Tampa, though, as a wide receiver and go play? I mean, you can lose to Chris Godwin, and you know what? There's free agents out there. I want to go play with Tom Brady and win a championship.
Or I want to go have a chance to win a championship.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, Gronk, I was retired. No, I'm coming back. Fournette, where should I? Oh, I'll go play with Tom Brady. He's a free agent as well. See, but you can go pick up. The thought is James White might go there.
What if the Kansas City Chiefs spent money on Will Fuller? Because you know they would like to have, I think Sammy Watkins.
He's a free agent.
What if they went and said, hey, I got an idea. Let's get Will Fuller.
Yeah, but that's 16. They're talking about 16 a year for him.
Same as JJ?
Yeah. Yep.
That makes sense. Well,
it does. Yeah, it does.
One guy can still, like JJ is probably going to get
Fuller's
going to
be long term.
Yeah. JJ is probably going to get less. It looks like they said the best offer he's heard so far is 15 to 16 million.
Yeah.
Which makes sense to me. It's less than what the Texans would have had to pay him. It's probably going to be a 3-year deal where two of them are guaranteed. That's my guess of what it looks like for JJ. And we'll see what happens where he goes. If Deshaun goes somewhere, I'm not cheering against him. I'm not.
I ain't cheering for him.
But I understand not cheering for him. If JJ, now Deshaun actively wanted out. JJ's at the end of his
career. I'm cheering for Cal. That's what I'm cheering for.
Yeah, that's, and I think you speak for the whole city.
Yeah. No, we're going to get behind Cal, and we're gonna ride this.
Maybe
horse.
It is time that we really.
Old Town Road. 929 ESPN 97.5. Craig the Surf. I'm going to get behind Craig the Surf right now.
I got an owner with the stash.
Hoo-hoo.
Wife sleeping on her back. Craig the Surf. So when it comes to the Old Town Road, I think there is an Old Town Road in Angleton. And it leads you directly to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, where ain't nobody can tell you nothing over there, because except the people who actually work there who can tell you how different amenities work with your vehicles. The Buick Encore right now, this is one of the great deals on the market in the car industry. The Buick Encore is a smaller vehicle. It looks like a crossover, but like a miniature version of a crossover vehicle. It's very sporty for what today's vehicle is. And the Buick Encore has so many discounts available that you're talking about getting one for right in the neighborhood of $20,000. This is a great vehicle for you. If you're looking to downsize, get your first vehicle, maybe get a starter vehicle for your kids. It's an awesome car, great safety features, and it really is, it makes a lot of sense for you financially as well. There's whether it's a big SUV like the Yukon, or maybe you are looking at a vehicle like the Chevy Silverado pickup truck, or a crossover vehicle like the Chevy Traverse or the GMC Acadia. They've got everything there, and it's all available in Angleton. And the big difference, why would you shop in Angleton instead of somewhere in Houston? Because A, price, selection, and maybe most importantly, service. The service you're going to get there, the friendly people during the car buying experience, and then the willingness of them to go over and above to make you happy is undeniable, and it's why their customer service index is so high. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is a real question, is whether or not, Kyrie Irving has said that Kobe should be the logo. It is an interesting question. They're going to bring it up right now.
Now, Kobe was very, very close.
Or first take or whatever it is.
Kobe was very, very close with him.
With Kyrie, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about the logo. It's Jerry West. The league is predominantly black now, which...
It's a logo.
It's a different league than when Jerry West became the logo.
But it is a logo. It's not racial. It's a logo.
No, I know, but it's still a much different league. It's different than when Jerry West became the logo. It's different,
right? Because
so do you adapt with the times? Because it's a white guy that's the logo. So, I mean, there certainly is a racial component.
Well,
okay.
So if you're going to have logos, well, it's based on the history. It's an early. Right, it's when they came up with a logo. Well, I understand that. So do you have a Dominican or a Latin American for any kind of baseball logo in the future? Well, logo.
It's not a specific person, the baseball logo, is it?
Well, probably.
I don't know. It's not a person throwing, isn't it the batter?
But no, how many people know that's Jerry West? How many people right now?
I think how many
18-year-olds know it's Jerry West?
It is well known. It actually looks like Harmon Killebrew. That's a major.
Do you change it to a Latin American player?
No, because it's not predominant. It's not 80% Latin American like the NBA is.
So this came up because Kobe. You'd make it Mike. To the chagrin of LeBroners, Mike would be the logo. Mike's already got of course, his logo's already Jumpman.
Yeah.
Kobe was not well-liked around the league or with a lot of fans. Like, there has been a retelling of history with Kobe Bryant.
Well,
That's fair, and I want to get this out. Am I wrong, or do you guys think I'm wrong with that?
He was my most hated player.
In a general sense, Kobe was not a super... He was a polarizing great player.
Well, and I mean, we can't dance around it. He was accused of rape, and there was a settlement with the girl in Colorado.
And then bought his wife a $9 million diamond.
Yeah, and bought her that pink diamond that was $9 million. Yeah. So, is that something that wouldn't? Do you think that he wouldn't catch that? Wouldn't catch some flack from women's groups? Kobe becoming the logo?
Well, it probably
the face
should.
Of the league.
It probably should in this Me Too era.
Yeah,
that's probably not a great. Should. Yeah, that's not a great look, no matter how much you love Kobe, and I was listening to a Roy Wood comedian who's very funny. I was listening to him talk about how Hugh Hefner, he said, you know the best way you get away from the Me Too stuff and really from anything? Die. He said, if you die, people stop. They're like, eh, we're not going to talk about that anymore. He said, people will defend you more in your death than they will when you're alive.
Oh, absolutely.
And that brought to mind the Kobe thing is because that really was the case with Kobe. Although Kobe had kind of, you know, remember he became Mamba. He changed his jersey number. He got a tattoo. He kind of tried to rebrand. And remember he was intentionally doing this? If you always pointed out with his teeth, we'd go. He was a scowl he had on the he tried to rebrand after all of that stuff. Had the viral video of him jumping over a car, which turns out it was not real. But Kobe had kind of moved on from all that. I mean, he had just won an Oscar. I think it's not like Kobe all of a sudden his brand was a positive brand once he passed, you know, once he tragically died. He actually had moved past that a long time ago.
Yeah.
But he was an a-hole teammate. A lot of guys didn't like him. Like, Kobe is looked at much differently post-play and then post-death than he is now. The stuff that happened in, was it Denver or is it Colorado? That is part of his legacy. I mean, it's part of the story of Kobe Bryant as well. You can't get away from that. It's the same way that Tiger Woods has a legacy. Now, was Mike perfect? No. But are there a bunch of well-known stories or court cases? No. There's not.
Yeah, no.
But if you wanted to change the logo for racial reasons, you're opening up some Pandora's box. But if you did it, wouldn't you go with somebody? Wouldn't you go with a generic? Wouldn't you just make it generic so that you don't have to deal with this? You don't even tell people who the player is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a reach for Kobe. I do. I mean, I think you're gonna. There's too much baggage. There's too much baggage for it to be Kobe. Now, whether or not you should change it and it become an African American, that argument I can see. But Kobe,
how is it an African American? Does it look like the hair?
Well, you just pick silhouette. You just pick a player, yeah, and you say it's modeled after them.
But what if you just want to do it?
No, you can just do a silhouette. That's what baseball did. Yeah,
because the baseball logo, I just looked at it. It looks like Harmon Killebrew, but it's not.
Yeah, they say
it's just a baseball player.
It's just a baseball guy.
Just
a baseball. Swinging.
Yeah, so you just got a basketball player.
You could tell it's a white guy.
Because why?
Because
it's 1969 is when they made it.
Dude.
Well, that's why.
In 2021, it's going to be a white guy.
I don't. I mean, if we remove the baggage,
let's
from
take a look at all the starting pitchers
from the equation. All the stuff and even the not Kobe not being well liked while he was playing. I don't know that there's a prominent Kobe thing that silhouette that I would recognize. What's the thing you think about for Kobe?
Oh, you would know it. You would know.
Hold on a second. You would know Jerry West. You wouldn't know that unless he was called the logo.
Yeah, they told me.
No. I would never know that. Jerry West. I would.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I think most people of a certain age group and beyond are not going to even know who Jerry West is.
No, you have to be told the logo and all that stuff. Yeah, it's because it's so far.
Are they picking young Kobe with the afro or older Kobe with the Caesar? What are they picking?
Because you can't have a face of the guy.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they have
a silhouette.
They have a makeup of what it would be. That's it. That's it. Yeah. But you can tell that that's Kobe. He's dribbling, and you can tell that that's Kobe. As opposed to that's Jerry West. You can tell that's Jerry West.
Well, Jerry West does have a white guy head. A little bit more.
Yeah.
He's a skinnier guy. That's a skinnier. Kobe's thicker, fuller. What about Zion? Kind of a little bit of a.
You want to make
thick,
Zion
chunky?
The logo?
Yeah. What about James Harden?
What about him?
You could. James Harden has signature stuff.
It has a beard, then you'd know it was James Harden.
Yeah, he has signature stuff. Step back.
But we doing young.
You can tell when James Harden shoots. You know exactly.
So
what
we
the
doing young
looks
Kobe
like.
Or older Kobe?
What's that?
Are you giving him hair or going with the?
No, it's older Kobe.
Older Kobe.
Yeah, this is what I was thinking. It would be his fadeaway jumper.
Oh, now you know that's Kobe.
That's Kobe, yeah.
I can tell that's Kobe.
That's Kobe. Yeah, the fadeaway jumper would be it. But you would be able to tell. And you know what? 50 years from now, which is what the NBA logo is, people are like, who is that?
He's
they
not
won't
even
know Kobe.
And they'll say he's not even German or Lithuanian. Right. Why is he the logo?
Right.
Like, we've got to get someone who represents us.
A Swede.
Can we get Lucas Son on there? No. They might say Lucas Son. How about Kristaps Porzingis? They're already trying to trade. This guy must be the biggest pain in the ass.
He can't play. He's never on the court.
He's never on the floor.
He didn't play in New York either because he was tired.
He was tired.
Well, what a pain in the ass.
He's always hurt. Of course they're trying to trade him. He's never on the floor.
See, this one, too. You can tell that's Kobe, too. You can tell his fadeaway jumper. You can tell it that's Kobe. Or even dribbling. You can tell that it's Kobe.
They've done a billion logos.
I know.
They can't wait to erase Jerry West from history.
Jerry West doesn't even want to be the logo anymore. He has said, nah, change it.
Can we change it to Jimmy Chitwood?
Jimmy Chitwood didn't play in the NBA.
So he's the great Jimmy Chitwood.
What does that mean?
Can we change it to somebody that?
Why not trade it?
Another white guy. You know
what? Why not make the logo Iron Man?
Based on our conversation.
Using fictional characters.
Based on our conversation from yesterday.
Iron Man would be great.
Why don't we split it down the middle and do either Steph or Devin Booker?
You can't. You know what I would do?
See? What?
You can't. Team Light Skin will never be the logo. I would.
You're such a colorist. No. You're such a colorist.
I'm just telling you.
And Jerry West.
I'm not a colorist. I'm just telling you what never happened.
He said Team Light Skin will never be. That's what he said.
No. I'm not saying it because I have an objection to it. I'm just telling you it never happened. Just that's a point of fact. I think I would go on that show because they're going to have a discussion about it and just blow the whole thing up. I'm like, guys, why not Iron Man? He died recently. Let's honor him.
Iron Man died? Thanos killed him?
Yeah.
No,
he actually snapped and saved the world. Iron Man saved the world, saved the universe.
Robert Downey's still alive.
No, Iron Man. I didn't say
Robert Downey. But you know what? A lot of basketball fans are also Marvel fans.
I imagine. That's actually a good...
Oh, yeah, they are.
No.
Look at the sales numbers. Look at the numbers.
Raheel and David Nuno, the team
so
of no layups, is
Channel
13 Marvel
doesn't own Marvel.
They're Disney, though. They do own Marvel.
There you go. You should be on board for this, then.
It's stupid.
No, it's not. Iron Man should be
The logo.
Marvel is the dumbest thing ever.
It's Marvel. There is a Marvel character, but it's Marvel. Iron Man, make Iron Man the logo.
Yeah, Del brings up a good point.
Let's. You know what? That's a jab, but let's take a jab.
What about Travis Scott as the logo?
That'd be totally sweet.
Why?
Well, how about one of the Kardashians as the logo?
They have
the league.
They do have
I think a lot of players
NBA.
In the league would appreciate a
now,
Jenner.
Wait a minute.
They
one
do
the
have
Jenners?
A connection.
Or Kim.
Kylie's
Man,
dating.
You want to talk about? Yeah. Or Courtney. She's been with.
Kylie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kendall has been with Ben Simmons, and now she's dating your favorite, Devin Booker.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kylie's curvier.
What is that? What? Curvy is the right, how you get it. Make the logo?
Listen, is the league not about booty? Let's go. Let's make
not
it.
Not on the floor.
Let's make it Kylie or Kim.
No, they've been considered. Kylie.
I don't want a Courtney.
Courtney hasn't been with an NBA player, but Kylie and Kim have been looked
Courtney
at as detriment.
If the NBA logo was just
Lamar.
A girl with
oh.
some.
Who am I thinking? Who's
Lamar
the
Odom.
Who's the one that wasn't with? What's her name? The one that's the relatively normal one. What's her name? That's who I'm thinking of.
That's a Courtney.
Oh, no, that's Courtney.
That's what I'm saying. Courtney's not been.
Chloe?
Chloe. Yeah, yeah, that's what you're talking Chloe. About. Yeah. I know my Kardashians. Oh, yeah. How dare you?
Yeah.
What if the NBA logo is just a girl with, like, just a big ass? Just
you guys, you're being disrespectful now.
But, I mean, for the NBA players, say, you know,
yeah.
I mean.
That's more representative.
It's not the worst, but, like, but she never played.
But,
this doesn't actually represent the league.
But this is what
you
get. But
it's not a bad logo.
This is what you get.
I mean, it's that. And Tyler Hero would be like, hey. That's my girl. Yeah, I know.
That's Katya.
I don't want her on. Are they still together, by the way?
Probably. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right.
But I do know this. That's a jab at Katya.
No, it's not. Site Jab is here to. And you know what? Maybe they can help make that logo. Site Jab will help with your logo. They'll help with branding, social media, branding. They help with. They help with all kinds of things. Creating professional videos. Obviously, building a website. It takes 3 to 6 weeks for them to build a website from scratch. So if you are available all the time to get that thing done, they can get it knocked out in 3 weeks for you. It's not a problem. They can add e-commerce to your site. If you want to see all the work that they can do for you and all the different products and services, just go to the website, sitejab.com, and it's all right there, sitejab.com. The more you have your website up to date And the more that it really truly functions the way it's supposed to and the way the analytics have said that people will stay on your site and continue to look at it, it gives you the better chance to turn those eyes into actual business leads. And that's what it's all about for small to medium-sized businesses, turning the leads into business opportunities. Go to the website, sitejab.com, S-I-T-E-Jab.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance's final segment, and then bye, Lance. That'll happen after this, and then Dell and I will take it home. The press box after us, Josh, and then the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Lance McCullers says he wants an extension, Lance. I actually would prefer to reach an agreement with the Astros before free agency. The entire organization knows I want to be there, and I have not heard a word. Crazy how players are always the bad guys somehow. Lots of time. It is not how it seems. This is exactly how it seems. What are you talking about, Lance? They don't know that you're going to be here long.
Yeah, but he says he hasn't heard back. What does that mean? That means, are they not even contacting him?
That means he's not that into you. Okay, that's what it means.
Well, I think they want to. I think they're into him. If
you keep calling a girl and she doesn't call you back, guess what? She's not that into you. Well, the entire organization knows I want to be there, and I've not heard a word. What does that tell you? That tells you we don't know that we want to. We don't want to give you a deal. Mm-hmm. We got to find out first, Lance. I mean, all these guys, PJ Tucker. Well, I want to be extended. This organization is terrible. I know they've given me 5 years and $40 million, but this is terrible. I don't want to be here. You guys, you won't give me an extension. Well, you know why? Because they don't want to extend you. That's all. And you know, Lance McCullers. They don't want to extend you right now. They want to find out whether or not you're going to be a pitcher.
I think it's okay to engage him in that conversation, let him know that.
Well,
is that what he's saying, that he hasn't heard back anything? Just say, hey.
Crazy how players are always the bad guys somehow. What? Who's the bad guy?
Well, no, this I is, know. But read before that. Read before that. What is he saying?
The entire organization knows I want to be there, and I've not heard a word. That just tells you. I mean, that just tells you, Lance, we'll find, maybe we'll get back.
Well, then tell him that.
Well, I think they are telling him that, Lance.
But you don't, but that's what I'm saying. You're reading into this it. I'm just going by the words that he's saying.
This is business. When whoever is giving you money is not responding to you, then that means that they don't want to give you money anymore.
Let me ask you this question. If your contract was up at a radio station,
I haven't heard word one from this station in 8-9 years as far as my contract goes.
Well, then that tells you something.
That's right.
And you're still here. That's not the way it works in baseball.
No, I understand. So don't use me.
Okay. Well, so it works with me, and so I have had to do that at different places. When that happens, you need to know what's going on.
When that happens, if they don't get back to you. If they're not answering you and they're not responding to any, then you know, man, I better look for something else.
But you're saying
he can't look for something else.
Then don't assume that they are talking to him. For him to come out publicly and say this.
I'm not assuming they're talking to him.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is when they're not talking to you, you know exactly where you stand.
What I'm saying is that the team should probably talk to he and his agent. If they have an interest in how,
what are
you're
they
saying, which is what I agree. Is,
what are they saying?
Here's what you say. All you have to do is say, hey, listen. We would love for you to be part of our organization. You know, we've got a lot of business decisions to make, obviously, coming up. And right now, Lance, frankly, we need to see you stay healthy and we need to see you perform at a high level. And this year is kind of a test year for it. No. That's not a hard conversation.
No, it's not hard. Listen, yes, maybe they could go about it better. But the fact of the matter is, when they're not talking to you, It's exactly.
Oh, I know what it means. Yes. I don't blame Lance for saying, "Hey, can I get a conversation?" Now, if they are actually having a conversation, he shouldn't put that out in public. if it's not going in his the way he wants it to go. That's something different. And I don't think he would put it out there. If they told him that, I don't think he'd say, why aren't they signing me? He's got to be realistic and say, mm-hmm. I haven't been healthy and I haven't been consistent.
Right, right, right. Well, no, that's thank you.
I mean, that's the truth, obviously.
They know I want to be here.
Do you want, would you extend him?
What?
I'd extend him right now.
I wouldn't.
For the right number?
What's the right number?
He's not going to like it.
Yeah, we'll see. But he ain't, I mean.
Okay.
No, so what would you give him? A guy who can't stay on the field that you don't, he's probably your fourth starter. What do you mean you're going to extend him? What are you going to extend him?
What about 3 years at $7 million a year?
No, I'm not doing that.
He's got some great stuff. When he's good, he's really good.
He's got some great stuff, but
$21 million to have to lock up a guy who can pitch for you for another 3 years? That's not bad.
I wouldn't do at most I'd do about $15 million at most, 5 a year. At most.
Okay. I'll half it with you. $18 million, 3 years. If I'm the Astros, I'd do it. When you got a guy in the starting five, it's not like you have a ton of guys in the minors. You're ranked at the bottom of the list, almost the bottom for minor leaguers. Why not? He's a guy that you might be able to use in a bullpen. You can definitely use as a starter. Why not? Have him for 3 years. You don't like what he's doing. You move him. His contract's not crazy.
I'm looking up. And I found his dad. His dad's stats.
Yeah, he was a baller.
Yeah, his dad was pretty good. Lance McCullers Jr. stats. Okay, so let's his historically. Lance McCullers, okay.
I know what he's done. My question is, would you extend him right now?
His career, he's a 3.70 ERA. When he's on the field, I mean, he's had 1 year of 10 wins, double-digit wins. Last year, obviously, was a shortened year. But he only had 11 decisions, 13 decisions. I mean, his whole career, it's like, where are you? 14 games, 22 games, 25 games. He's not there enough. His career 3.70. That's pretty good.
Okay, what if he does really well?
His WHIP is 1.26 career. That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
I know.
No, his stuff has been. Listen, when he's on, he's really really good. It's just not consistent enough. But that's what I'm saying. If he has a big season this year, what happens to him?
Well, then you know what? Then you risk the possibility of him going. Uh-huh. That's right. All right, well, have a big. You know what? It's contract year. You better have a big year.
Okay,
that happens all the time, though.
Now, well, that's why I don't know that he would take a deal like $6 or $7 million a year. But I think that's reasonable because it's not a contract you can't trade.
Let me ask you this:
he's got a live arm.
Okay, so Greinke's going to be gone. So if you had your druthers, would you going forward give a 3-year deal, or you want him around long term, Javier or McCullers?
Well, Javier, okay. He's under team control forever. Or Keeney
or McCullers.
But why would you, what's the
point of? Because Lance is your fourth guy.
But I mean, what's the point of talking about an extension for Javier?
No, I'm not talking about an extension. I'm saying going forward, but you got to have some money too, don't you?
No,
forget.
I choose both. That's not a lot of money we're talking about. That's a cheap-ass team.
Well,
if Lance McCullers made $7 million a year with Javier or Keeney and Fromber's price tag, you still have the cheapest starting rotation probably in baseball. One of the five cheapest, six cheapest.
Yeah, well, it won't be going forward because you're gonna have to pay those guys too.
Those guys are not up for a while.
Fromber's been around a little.
Fromber still has another 3 years. Because look, when he came up, he didn't pitch forever. He's only had 2 years, I think, of actual service time.
He's got 3 years.
That actual count of service years?
Yeah, yeah. He was.
Because his first year, he wasn't here that long.
No.
It was after the time frame.
Yeah, you may be right. This is the last year, and then you got arbitration with him. And if he's your ace, guess what? He's going to cost you money in arbitration.
Yeah, but that's fine. But the rest of your pitching staff doesn't. You don't have Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, and Zach Greinke money.
No. I know. No. But
it's still dirt cheap.
But here's the deal. Is you maybe suppose Lance doesn't pitch again this year? You want to extend him now, and suppose he got another injury year.
Well, yeah.
Then you got three. You're tied to him for 3 more years for $21 million.
Well, suppose you get an injury with Tatis.
No. What is more likely, Lance?
Well, you have
he's
a guy
always
with a,
injured.
You have a guy with a back injury.
Yeah.
And Tatis.
You're comparing Tatis and Lance.
Well, what I'm saying is no, not as players. I'm saying you're worried about getting tied up. That's the whole point. Is that doesn't kill you to get tied up with?
Well, you don't know that Lance is going to take 321.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I'd offer it to him, and if he took it, I'd have no problem signing him right now.
Well, I don't know about that. I wouldn't.
Well, what does he do? Well, how does he hurt you at that price? Well, he doesn't hurt you
if he's not there.
He doesn't limit you though.
At 21 is still it's 7 million. Yes, it does.
7 million is not going to kill you.
Well, tell Jim Crane. Go tell Jim Crane. I'm telling you, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do a 7 year. I wouldn't do a 3 year deal with him. Right now, not right now. If he pitches well this year and he stays healthy, you know, I don't know that Lance McCullers is part of the long-term plan.
Well, if he pitches well, how is he not?
Well, if he does, but let's see it.
Would you be, are you willing to gamble? Let's say he be on the open market. Let's say he has a big year. So he wins 16 games. 16 games with
one 10-win season.
I know.
That's a big stretch.
But that's because he doesn't stay healthy.
That's a big stretch.
Okay, let's say he does it, though.
Okay.
Let's say he goes 16-5 with a 2.96.
Wow. Astros World Series champs.
16. He's
your fourth starter is going to go 16-5.
Staying healthy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he's got.
And Carlos Correa is going to hit 40 this year.
Lance McCullers has one or two type stuff. He does. Look at his strikeouts per nine. Lance McCullers' stuff is fantastic. He's just not consistent. But in my scenario, if he's 16-5, which I wouldn't say is likely, but if he's 16-6 with a 305, is he going to cost you $12 million a year, $13 million a year to keep?
Probably.
Would you sign? Then you have to let him walk.
But okay, let's look at the likeliness of that. That's about a 10% likelihood.
You let Charlie.
So you're going to give him seven now for a 10% likelihood.
Jim Crane lets people walk. Let's just be real about this. You still had a window open, and Charlie Morton walked. Garrett Cole walked. Jim Crane is more likely to
Garrett Cole decided to walk. They tried to do a deal with Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole wanted out.
They didn't do it earlier.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Yes, they did.
But you had Charlie Morton walked. Dallas Keuchel walked. Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying this is what's happened.
Right.
Lance McCullers likely to walk if they're not even contacting him. And he's going public. He's so frustrated. George Springer is walking, and they fought him on arbitration, which kind of pushed him in that direction.
No, they didn't. They gave him $22 million. They fought Carlos Correa.
No, they fought him. It was the service time that he was pissed off about. So they service time.
Yeah.
Carlos Correa, they fought him. I mean, I don't know that the Astros are this team that is really – there is a better chance that you walk than you get a long-term deal.
Yep.
Because if you get a long-term deal, it happens a lot earlier than this.
They long-term Bregman. They long-term Altuve.
Yeah.
You know what? Those guys proved it, though. And Lance McCullers hasn't proven anything.
I'm not talking about a long-term real deal.
No, but he hasn't proven anything.
I'm talking about a we have all the leverage deal.
Right. It's 10:01 ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa. Don't care. Good. I like that now.
You didn't sound like you liked
it. Yeah, you didn't sound like you liked it at
all. Tossed your mic aside and had and you're a little sassy when you said it.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you were a little pissed about it.
Yeah, and much like this lady.
Bye, bitch.
She was a little sassy, too.
Yeah, she was. That's it. Get no when the whistle goes. Real
fun. Get no when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.